702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's catch up with the rest of the planet. Adam Gilchrist, a big story everywhere in the world, the death of Diego Maradona.
Yeah, just 60, and he suffered a heart attack, as you know, at his home in Buenos Aires only a couple of weeks ago, released from hospital after surgery and a string of health problems, obviously rather a lot of it linked to drug and alcohol dependency. But there are all sorts of things about Diego Maradona. I mean, what can you say? Certainly one of the most skilled footballers ever, if not the most skilled. Small in stature, barrel-chested. He proved that the short, stumpy guy could be unbelievably good. At my school, he'd have been put in goal. He had a God-given gift. His skills were mesmerizing in two World Cups. Of course, he failed a drugs test at a third World Cup. He admitted to cocaine addiction later. He had some demons. Argentina is mobilizing like crazy. It's extraordinary how many people just intend to travel to Buenos Aires to be somewhere near when his funeral takes place or near his home, whatever. But I have to say, there is a flip side to him as well, which is I speak for 50 million English football fans who have memories of the 1986 World Cup and the famous Hand of God goal, when he blatantly cheated and punched the ball into the net. And do you know what? 34 years later, I can still feel it rise in me. Oh, boy, and I'm completely sober.
You bear the scars, you bear the scars. Listen, he did settle it with the goal of the century in that same game, just to rub salt, you know, to your wounds there, Adam. Talk to me now about a different story, also in a way of loss. Meghan Markle speaking about her pain and loss.
Yes, and I think this might, I hope, do some good as well. I think that's her intention, certainly this article in the New York Times, The Losses We Share, is the name of the article. And in it, the Duchess of Sussex reveals that she had a miscarriage in July, that she was holding her firstborn child, Archie, when she realized that she was losing her second. The Duchess says people who've lost a child carry, as you put it, almost unbearable grief. And miscarriages are experienced by many, but talked about by few. And I think that's the resonance. There's been a lot of sympathy for her, but also a lot of women coming forward in the last 24 hours or so, talking about their own experiences. And the stat is, according to a charity here in the UK, one in four pregnancies ends up in miscarriage. And yet, how many women do you know who've talked about it? Even women I'm quite close to, close friends, sisters, whatever. I only know of a couple. There must be a lot of women who have carried that pain and don't want to share it with friends or family or whatever. And maybe Meghan writing this article, speaking up in this way, will help.
So something that wouldn't have helped is what's now a near miss, but if it hadn't been, between a Russian and an American warship.
Yes, the what if the scenario, it's scary because we don't actually have the American version of this. America basically has denied everything. They're not given any alternative story. I mean, it's their right, of course, but we're getting it from Russia, therefore, which tells us that essentially a Russian destroyer chased off a United States Navy ship, the John McCain, as the McCain traveled across the maritime border in the Sea of Japan into what Russia calls the Peter the Great Gulf. That'll have you scurrying for a map. The Russians, therefore, say that they threatened to ram the American ship, that the American ship essentially retreated. This is partly about not losing faith. Whichever side is true, they're obviously trying to do something there. But we're talking about two heavily armed ships with all kinds of weapons in an area brimming with Russian, American, Chinese, North Korean, and South Korean Navy vessels. Oh, boy, the what-ifs are awful, aren't they?
Now, we know about, the Pointer Sisters called it Jump for My Love, but you want to tell us about Jumping for Freedom.
Yeah, it used to be a thing that people would try this over the Berlin Wall and usually come a cropper and sometimes get gunned down. But here we have a guy who fled from North Korea across the demilitarized zone, the DMZ, into South Korea. He's been questioned. Does his story check out? He's an ex-gymnast, he says, in his 20s, who jumped a 3-meter fence using his athletic prowess. I imagine that he landed, he did a perfect dismount and got a 10 from the Polish judge. It's one of those odd things that no alarms were triggered, No one noticed. No guards came running up. I guess there are security cameras. The DMZ is extremely well policed in that sense. But if a gymnast can jump a 3-meter fence, then what's the point of a 3-meter fence? And also, it makes me wonder how many of the 25 million North Koreans are now joining the gymnastics team as we speak.
I bet you the next guy is not going to be so lucky. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there with this morning's Worldview.